ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Meseches Nida Daf Lamed Vov. We'll start the Shia with the Machlikas mentioned in the Gemara. This is the Sugya now we're discussing. The Machlikas between Rav and Levi, which starts in the Gemara Lamed Hei Omid Beis. The Gemara over there brings down the Machlikas Itmar, Rav Oma Mayon Echodhu Hatuyah Tim Osoi, the Hatuyah Tahari Osoi, the din of the Dam Toihar, which the Leder, after the Leder, the din is, that after Shvua Lezocho, Shvuaim Lenekeva, 1 week for the Zocho, 2 weeks for the Nekeva, the dam which comes out is called Dam Toihar, and it is not Metami, the Isha at all, the dam is also Tahari. Says Rav, that Be'emus Mayon Echad, who everything comes from the same place. HaTorah Tim also, the Torah said, that the first week it is Tomi, and afterwards the dam becomes Tor. This exists at Kosov of the din of the dam, even though it's Mayon Echad. Whereas Levi Omar, Shnei Mayon Hussein, and Nistam HaTomi, the Tomi Mayon closes up, and Niftach HaTor, and therefore the dam which is coming out is now coming out in the Yemei Toyar from a Mayon Tor, and this is the reason why the dam is Tor. Now the Pashtus of Shitas Levi, this Chiddush of Shnei Mayonois, which we're going to be discussing now in this whole sugya in Daf Lamed Vov, the sugya of Shnei Mayonois according to Levi, the Pashtus is that Levi's Shitta is that the Mayon, which is Dam Toyar, is a different Mekor, is a different place where the dam is coming from. And the dam which comes from this Mayon is actually Dam Tohor. It is not the dam which is Tomei, it is not the Dam Nido, it's the Dam Zivois. This is a different dam coming from a different place, totally. And this is the reason why Levi holds that Shnei Mayonu is the second Mayon is Torah. The first Mayon closes up, and Niftach HaTorah, and therefore the dam is Torah, because it's coming from a totally different place. This is the Pashtus Mavura in Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Nida, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that Levi over there discusses that it is Mamish to Mayonu, to Mekoymois, two separate places the dam is coming from, and this is the Chiddush of Levi, that Dam Toyar, it comes from a different place in Ganzen, totally. This is the Pashtus of Loshon Rashi later on, in Lamed Vav Amed Aleph, Tiva Maschil Elo LeLevi. Rashi over there throws in a Loshon, that according to Levi, or Zashnei Mayono, he says, Keilu Bo Hadam Mechoitmo. It's Keilu, the dam came out of the nose, and he has a nosebleed, and this is the dam which is coming out during the Yemei Toyah, which is also Mashma, that it is a different Mekor, it is a totally different place, it's not Bichlal called Dam Nidois, and this is the story of Levi over here, who's Metaye, the Dam Toyah. So too in Yerushalayim, in Yevomus, in Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, the Loshon over there of the Rashba, of the Ritva, they call the Loshon according to Levi that the Dam Toyah is Kedam Nechirim, it is Dam which is coming from a different place totally, and therefore it is Torah. This is the Shitta of Levi. The Chizik Shleimer, later on, in Lamed Chesemet Beis, he's Ma'irich, and he says, I could be, according to Levi, the dam actually comes min O'aliyo. It bichlal doesn't come min Amakur from the Rechim itself, which is Metame. It comes the dam min O'aliyo, and therefore, according to Levi, the dam Toya is Tor, because it doesn't come from a Mokim Tomi at all. But the Chasam Sefer, in his Tshuva in Yeridei and Simakuf Nun Dalet, he's Ma'irich to explain that Be'emes, it's very hard to say that there's a Machlokes between Rav HaLevi and the Metzias, where the dam is coming from, and where is the Mekor of the dam. Because we find earlier in the Gemara, that in a case where you have a Shaila be Metzias, it was possible for the Chachomim to go be Menateach, to go and find out, to go and see where exactly the dam is coming from during Yemei Toyah, and it's not established as a Chasam Sefer that they should have such a wide-ranging machlokes between Rav HaLevi, where exactly the Mekor and the place where the dam comes from, Does it come from the Makuri, from the Rechem, and therefore it's Dam Tomei, but there's a Gzeris HaKosuv, according to Rav? Or, like Levi's Shitta, that it's a totally different place. Says the Chasam Sefer, such a kind of Sofik, Chazal would have known where the Makuri Adam is. And also, the Chasam Sefer is a Medayik to Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara doesn't say that Shnei Makuri is saying, it doesn't say Shnei Vridin, two different veins or two different places, Shnei Urkin. Says the Chasam Sefer, the Lashon of the Gemara, Shnei Mayonois. This will seem to imply that everyone agrees to the Metzias that the dam is actually leaving the Makuri and coming out of the Rechem, like regular dam nidois. But Rav and Levi have a machloikus in Shnei Mayonois. What is the Sibba for the cause of the dam? Rav holds that the cause that the Isha is seeing the dam is the same cause normally by dam nidois and dam zivois. And the only reason why it is Torah is only because it's a Gzeris HaKosuv. The Torah tells us that after the Leda, there's a time of this dam becomes Torah, even though it is actually exactly the same place and also the same cause of the dam. Afar Pikein, even so, there's a Gzeris HaKosuv. Whereas Levi holds that the cause and the Sibba why the dam is coming out is a different reason during the Yemei Toya. This is the Lashon of Mayono, he says the Chasam Sefer. This is, doesn't mean to say that it's a different place. The dam is actually coming out from the same place, but it is a different cause in the Sibbe, in the Guf, why the dam is now coming out of the Guf of the Isha after the Leder. And this is the reason why the Torah was Metaya, this dam, not from Gzeris HaKosu, but because this Sibbe, and the reason why the dam is leaving is not enough to be Metame the Isha, and to be Metame the dam. This is the way the Chasam Sefer explains the Machlekes Rav and Levi, even though the Pashtus of the Rishonim, as we mentioned, is that Ibeemus, according to Levi, Shnei Mayonis means that it's totally two different places. Now, Tosfos, later on at the end of the Sugya, in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the last Tosfos, the Ramatzchel Hilchasa, brings down a Yesodus Degakasha from Remot Chaber Yitzchok, which all the Rishonim over here discuss, that they ask a Kasha on Shittas Levi or Old, that the reason why Dam Toya is Mutter, is Torah, is because of Shnei Mayonois, and they ask from this, from the Gemara in Bechurius. The Gemara says, in Bechurius, that Mem Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara over there is discussing, a Goyo, who became a Giyurus, after her later, she had a child when she was still a Goya, and then afterwards, she became a Geyurus. Says the Gemara, Ein lo yemei toyar, since the later which she had was when she was still a Goya, she hasn't yet had the Geyurus. Therefore, the later, the dinim, and the pashas tazria, which tells us the alochis of yemei tumah, of yemei tayra, this does not apply to her, and therefore, even though she becomes a Geyurus straight away after the later, she does not have any yemei toyar. Now asks Tosfos, according to Levi, who says that the reason why someone has Yemei Toya is not because it's Gzeris HaKosuv, like Rav says, that the Torah was Metahe, the dam. But the dam coming from a different place is a different Mayon, and since it's a different Mayon, this is the reason why the dam is Torah. If so, at the end of the day, this dam coming out by this Goya who now became a Geyurus, the dam is Maisa coming out from a different Mayon, and this Mayon is a dam Toihar. Why should this Geyurus be any different than every single Isha Yisraelis who has a Leda and afterwards has a din of a dam Toihar? Another question, says Tosfos, that this question from the Gemara Bechurius, one can say that even Levi agrees, like it's Mavur in the Sugya, that there is a Mandoma who holds that it is a Mayon Echod, Shitas Bishamai, and the Gemara said later on that Levi holds like Tana Deshovin. There is Mefurish, according to Levi, a Mandoma who holds that Be'emes, it is only Mayon Echod, and therefore we can explain the Gemara in Bechurius, that Levi will explain this Gemara according to the Mandoma who argues on him, and holds that it's only a Mayon Echod. But says Tosfos, there's still a stronger question that one can ask from the Mishnah later on in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the beginning of Yotze Doifen. The Gemara over there tells us, the Mishnah, according to the Shitta of the Rabbonon, any Yotze Doifen, a child who's not coming out Derech Horechem, it comes out Derech Doifen, the Rabbonon, all this is not considered a Leder, and therefore it is not included in the Pashas Tazria, and therefore says the Mishnah, Ein lo Yemei Toyar, she doesn't have any Yemei Toyar, and later on, when the dam comes out, even after the week or after the 2 weeks, she is considered a dam nido, dam ziva, because she doesn't have any Yemei Toya, since it's not a Leda. Now asks Tosfos, according to Levi, who says that the reason why dam Toya is mutter is because of it's a different Mayon. So even Yotze Doifen, what does it make a nafkemina that there's no Leda, a pihalocha, there's no Leda, at the end of the day, the dam coming out after this time is dam Toya, because it's coming from a different Mayon, l'churiya, even according to Levi, should become Tori. Now says Tosfos, in the second teretz, to go and answer the kasha. The Yesod, a very Yesodist digger, Havona, and it changes over, Bemis, the whole Havona over here we have in Shittas Levi. Says Tosfos, even though Levi holds that the reason why Dam Toyar is Mutter is because it's coming from a different Mayon, this doesn't mean to say that this dam is a dam which is Tohar. The dam at the end of the day is also coming Min HaMekor. Says Tosfos, this dam of the Dam Toyar of the second Mayon of Levi also originates from the Mekor, and therefore Be'etzem it is considered Dam Tomei and Dam Nidus. And the only reason why the Torah said this is Mutter is only because the Torah said that Dam Toyar is Mutter, the second Mayon is Mutter, even though if not for Chiddush of the Torah, we should say that the second Mayon is also a Mayon which is Metame, because it comes, originates from the Mekor also. Mamela says Tosfos, by Giyoris, so too by the Yotze Doifen, where we do not have the Gzeris HaKosuv of the Parshas Tazria telling us this Chiddush of Dam Toyar, therefore we remain with the Svorah Chitzoino, that we should say Misvorah, that since this dam originates from the Mekor, the dam, even from the second Mayon, is also Tomei. Mamela, this is the reason why Giyoris and Yotze Doifen, even according to Levi, ain't Lo Yimei Toyar. Now this is Mefurish HaKoponim in Tosfos, not like the Chishek Shlomo said, and not like the Pashas we said from the Rishonim, that the dam actually is coming, according to Levi, from a totally different place. The Chishek Shlomo said it came in Aliyah, and therefore it is not Dam Tomei. In Tosfos is Mefurish, according to the second Teretz, that the dam, according to Levi, comes Min HaMekor. And Be'emes, without the Gzeris HaKosov, one would say that this dam is also Tomei. The Geder of the Gzeris HaKosov, according to Levi, is that this Mayon, this second Mayon, even though it comes Min HaMekor, this second Mayon, the Torah of Metahir, the Mayon, because it is a different Mayon, and this is, but it's only working with the Gzeris HaKosov of Atuya Hitir also. And the Chasam Sefer, over there in Yoredea, in Simen Kuf Nun Daled, points this out from our Tosfos, that this would seem that Tosfos holds, like he explained, that the Geder of Levi, of Shnei Mayonois, does not mean Shnei Mekoimois, it just means a different reason why the dam is coming out, and without the Gzeris HaKosov, Be'emes, it should have been Tomei, and we need to have the din of Atiri to also in order to say it is Mutter. Now, this Pshat of Tosfos, Be'emes is quoted also in the Ramban and the Rashba by us in the Sugya in Lamed Hei Amud Beis at the beginning of the Sugya. The Ramban is Mshabeach the Pshat very much, and he says, this is a Pirish Nochoin, Uposhet, says the Ramban, even according to Levi, without a Gzeris HaKosov, one will not be able to say that the dam coming out of the second Mayon is Tor. The only reason why it is Tor is only because of a Gzeris HaKosov, also in the case where we have the Gzeris HaKosov of Pashas Tazria. But the Chidush HaOran, by us in Lamedei Omed Beis, he asks that according to this Mahalach in Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba, then Be'emes, we have to now understand the whole Gemara and the Shakel Vedaria going on in the Sugi of Yer by us in Lamed Heim with the base between Rav and Levi. The Gemara says there's Nafkeminis Lekula and there's Nafkeminis Lechumra between Rav and Levi. And the Gemara continues on and asks questions on Shitas Levi from the Halacha of Yoimer Tvila. It seems like a Beis Hillel that they hold that the only reason why are you Ledes Shaloi Tovlo, and she sees them, the reason why she's Tomei, says the Gemara according to Rav, the reason is because Beis Hillel hold that B'yoymeo Tvila Talia Milsa, it is not enough that she waited the time, the days, the week for the Zohar, or the 2 weeks for the Nekeva, she actually has to have a Maisa Tvila in order to go and start her Yimei Toya. Now the Gemara says that this is only understood according to Shitas Rav, who holds that everything is a Gzeris HaKosuv, and therefore the Pasuk only allows the Tyre of Yimei Toya to be Chal only after the Tvila. Whereas according to Levi, who holds that in the time of after the week and the 2 weeks, in a case where it was a Hefsek, there was no Shofar, she didn't continue seeing, she now sees again a new year in this time, then Chayyah says to Levi, the Gemara explains according to Levi, this is a different Mayon, and the reason why the dam is Torah is becoming from a different place, and therefore it's a different Mayon. This is the reason why it's Torah. How is it possible to say that there should be a Gzeris HaKosuv on the second Mayon, that we need to have a Maisa Tvila in order to be Metaya the dam? This is the Gemara's Kasha on Levi, according to the Madoma of Yemir Tvila Tali Milsa Memes. According to Levi, the Gemara explains the Machlikus Bishama and Bisila is good for Shnei Mayonis, or Mayon Echo, like the Arichus over here in the Gemara Lamed Heom Adbeis. Now asks the Chidush HaOran that according to what Tosfos over here explains in the second Mahalach, the Ramban brings this down, and he says this is a Pirush Pasha to Nochoim, that according to Levi, also we need to have a Gzeris HaKosuv to say that this second Mayon is Tohar. And it is not enough to say that the Mayon, the second Mayon, is Misvorah Tohar, because it is coming from a dam which is Tohar. Says Tosfos, no, the dam is also coming from the Mekor, and therefore without a Gzeris HaKosuv, one will not be able to be Metayer. Mamila asks Iran, why is it Nafkemina in the Londres that Levi says the reason why the Torah is Metai is because it is a different Mayom? At the end of the day, we need to come into exist a Kosov that the Torah has to be Mechadish to us, that this Mayom is Torah, and therefore says Tosfos in cases where we don't have the Pasuk, it's Gyorius, or in the case of a Yotze Doifun where we do not have the Chidush HaTorah, then we remain with the Svara that the second Mayon is also Tomei. Mamela says Iran, what is the Gemara's question? Why can we not explain the din of Yomer Tevila according to Levi also, that the Torah says that in order to have the Torah of the second Mayon, we have to have a Maisa Tevila, and before the Tevila, there's no Gzeis HaKosov of this Torah, since end of the day, according to Levi also, we need to come on to Gzeis HaKosov in order to be Metaya, the second Mayon. This is a question that the Chidush HaRan asks over here on the Shitta of this Tosfos. Now, Bemis, the Chazanish, is also Mayrich in Simen Kuf Chof, in Sivkot and Ches, you're there, that he says that the Gemara, the Hemshech also, the Gemara says, the din of Zaynikim, we do not understand according to the din of Levi. Now, L'chayyur, also, if we're going to say that according to Levi, we need a Gzeir Sakosuv to tell us a Chidush that a second Mayon is also Torah, then why could we not have the din of Zaynikim also to say that the only Gzeir Sakosuv is only after when she's the Eledes Bezoiv, that she has to first count her days, and only afterwards she has Dam Toya, if everything depends on a Gzeir Sakosuv. And the Chazanish over there is Marich to explain the Shitta of Tosfos, how to understand, to answer this question of the Chidush HaRan, that according to Levi, since the Gzeis HaKosuv is, that the second Mayon is Torah, therefore the Gemara holds that it doesn't make any Gede, it doesn't make sense to go and have a Din, that this Mayon sometimes should be Torah, and sometimes should be Tomei, and therefore the Gemara holds you cannot differentiate in a case where she had Zaynikim, or she didn't, or she had a Tevila, or she didn't have a Tevila. The Gemara holds that if the Lomdus are the reason why the Torah is Metai, even though this is also Gzeis HaKosuv, but at the end of the day, the Gede is that the second Mayon is Torah, then it shouldn't make a difference if it's had a Tevila, or she's already had Zaynikim, and it's Arichas and Chazanish to go and answer this question of the Chidush HaRan in our Sugya. How do we understand this Shitta of Tosfos and the Ramban if we say that even according to Levi, we need the Gzeis HaKosuv? Now, Be'emes, this is, as we said, pointed out, this is a Chidush, the Pashtus of the Gemara, to summarize what we've been discussing till now. According to Levi, the Pashtus is the Yishalmi's Mavur at the beginning of Nidah, that according to Levi, the dam coming out during Yemei Toyar is coming from a different place, which is Torah, and therefore we do not need any Gzeis HaKosuv, whereas in Tosfos in Mavur, that even according to Levi, we need a Gzeis HaKosuv, because the dam is also coming out from the Mokrim HaMakur, and it's the Sibah why it should be Tomei without a Gzeis HaKosuv. The Chasam Sefer over there in Yerudei and Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, he explains that maybe Tosfos is Shitta, who says that this dam, Misvara, should be Tomei. Maybe Tosfos only means it should be Tomei because of Mekoi, Mekoi Moi Tomei. And this is only a Tumma on the dam itself, but not enough to make the Isha a Nida, and she's only going to become a Tomei, a Tumas Erev, because she touches this dam. And he discusses that maybe Tosfos also agrees that since, according to Levi, it comes from a separate Mayon, and in, like the Chasam Sefer explains, this is a different Sibba, why she's seeing the dam. The Gurim of the dam is a different reason. Therefore, according to Levi, she's Torah, and the only Svara of Tosfos is that we need the Gzeis HaKosuv to teach us that the dam itself is Torah, even though the dam originates from the Mekur and has the Din, according to the Madoma, Mekur, 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 Tomei, then the dam itself is Tomei. Chidush, how the Chasam Sefer over here learns Pshat in the Gemara, in Tosfos, and the Chasam Sefer in Chidushim later on, also in the Chidushim Chasam Sefer explains this Pshat in Tosfos, in Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Be'emes the Rashba, as we mentioned, also quotes this day of Tosfos, and he says, Mefurish, according to Levi, the Isha is also going to be Tomei, not just the dam. This is Mefurish, not like the Chatzam Sefer, it's not Svara in Mekur, 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 Tomei, but it is the Svara Bechlal, that the dam, since it comes from the Mekur, Misvara, we should say, that this dam is also Metamei the Isha, and we need a new Gzeis HaKosuv over here to be Metai, in order to have the din of Levi also of Shnei Mayonis. Now, before we move on, there's just a Moedige Chidush. We find in a different place in the Hilchos Vestas, in Simen Kuf Peites, the Levush over there has a Moedige Chidush, and he says that we find in the Hilchos Vestas that Isha cannot be Kuvea, a vest, in a case where she has one year during the Yemei Nida, or sometimes another year during Yemei Ziva. Says the Gemara over there, this is Sugis HaGemara, earlier in Daf Yud Aleph, the din of you to be Kuvea, a vest over here between the Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. Explains the Levush that the reason why a Isha cannot be Kuvea, a vest, from Yemei Dinza to Yemei Ziva is because Be'emes, just like we find over here in Levi that the Yemei Toyar is a different Mayon, so too the Dam Nida and the Dam Ziva are two different Mayonos. And therefore, there's no way she could be Kavei Aves from one to the other. They're two different Mayonos. This is very well explained according to the Chasam Sefer. Basically, Mayonos means two different Sibbas, two different causes why she's seeing the Dam. Therefore, she cannot be Kavei Aves, Tezer Levush, Amoedig, Echidush, that just like we find the idea and the concept of Yen Al Sugi and Levi by Yemei Toyar, that the Dam Toyarin and Dam Tomei are coming from two Mayonos, so too the Dam Nido and the Dam Ziva also come Mishnei Mayonos, and therefore you cannot be Kavea a vest from one to the other. The Siddi Taira over there in Simon Kufbei Tess, since you've gotten Tess, he very strongly disagrees, and he says that we do not find anywhere such a kind of idea to say that the Dam Nido and the Dam Ziva have two different Mayonos. And the Rambam in the beginning of his story Bia is Kamatim Afurish, that everything comes from the same place, and the only difference is in the Yomim, in the days of the Isha, where she's holding in a cycle. But Be'emes, in the Mekoy of the Dam and the Mayonos, Dam Nido and Dam Ziva are Mayon Echod, and only over here do we have this idea in a case where we have a Mayon, two Mayonos, in the Shitta of Levi, but Dam Nido, a very interesting Chiddush of the Shitta of the Levush, that we can have this idea of Mayonos also by Dam Nido and by Dam Ziva. Now moving further on in the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, another raya the Gemara brings from another braisa mentioned earlier in Yud Amud Beis, a raya to Shitas Rav. Says in Gemara, it says in the braisa Toshema, Yemei Buro Oynim Lo Yemei Menikosa, Yemei Menikosa Oynim Lo Yemei Buro. This is going in the Shitta of Reb Yosi, who says earlier in Daf Yud Amud Beis, Al Meuberes and Meniko, that the Ovro Leo Gimul Oynois Vro Aso, then Dayosh Aito. In the case where Gimel Oynos, she's been a Mesulekes Domim, she hasn't seen Dam, and only afterwards she sees, then Aloch is Dayoshaito by Muberes Umeinekes. And says the Gemara now in the Breise, that this din of Gimel Oynos can become a Tzura if you can add them up between the Yemei Buro and also by the Yemei Miniko. And these two can join together, like is mentioned in the Breise, the different Ichatimtzes, Achas Vimei Buro, Shtaim Vimei Miniko, Uachsumechta, Achsumechta, everything says the Gemara, Oilim Lo, Legimul Oinus. Asks the Gemara, Bishlim Elirav Doma Mayon Echotu, Mishumochi Boy Hefsik Sholish Oinus. Therefore we need to have a Sholish Oinus that she shouldn't see any Dam because everything is Mayon Echot. Whereas according to Levi who holds that the Dam which he sees during Yimei Toyar is actually Dam from a different Mayon, then why do we care Bichlal that she sees Dam? The Dam is coming from a different Mayon, and this Mayon is Bichlal, not Mayon which is Metame, like we explained earlier, and therefore why do we need to have Gimel Oynos? Answers the Gemara and Chanami. Shitaka doesn't have to have Gimel Oynos, Hachik Oma, Tzricho Shetifsoik Mashu, Kedei Sheyalu Lo Lesholish Oynos. She has to have somewhat of a Hefsek, that shouldn't be Shoyfas. She shouldn't continue seeing the ear from the Yemei Tumah into the Yemei Toyar, because then it's going to be a din, that even according to Levi, it's Tomei, like the Gemara says in Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And therefore, the Gemara just means that she has to have a Hefsek Mashu, Be'enechanami, if she sees later on Dam, even though now she hasn't had yet a Gimel Oinois, but this Dam is not considered Dam, which is goes into the Cheshben of the Kvias of Avestus, and also to say whether she is a Masulekes Domim, or she's a Dai or Shaito. Now there's a very sudasig akasha over here from Rebbe Kveiga over here in the Gilin HaShas. And asks Rebbe Kveiga in the Gilin HaShas on the Gemara's Teretz, according to Levi, that Be'emes L'chir it's a tamer. Why does the Gemara say that it is enough that she's mafsik and mashu? This will be enough to say that now she can see Dam during the Yemei Toyah and it's not going to be any problem. Says Rebbe Kveiga, one of the cases in the Breisa is a case where the Isha was Lechatchila, she at the beginning was a Murberes, and then she gave birth, and then she became a Meinekes, and the Gemara here says in the Breisa that she can join and be Metzarif, the Gimel Oinois, from the time when she was originally a Meuberes and she didn't see, to the time when she was a Meinekes. Asks the Bekveiga, that Be'emes the Gemara earlier in Daf Yudom of Beis asks the Shaila, how is it possible to say that this Isha is now considered a Mesulekes Domim, that she doesn't see any Dam because she didn't see by the Gimel Oinois between the time when she was a Meuberes and Meinekes, but in between she gave birth. And Mamela, in the time when she gave birth, she saw Dam during the Leder itself, she saw some Dam. So this Dam itself should automatically be considered now that this Dam, she's not Mesulekes Domim anymore. She had a year of Dam in between the time of Meuberes and Meinekes. Why does this not break up the Siluk Adomim of the Gimel Oinois? Answers the Gemara over there. differ few terutzim in the Gemara. One of the terutzim, the Gemara says, the reason is because the dam she sees during the Leida is not considered a cheshbon of the dam which we're talking about, the siluk adomim. Dam Leida lechud, v'dam nido lechud. Says the Gemara, the dam coming out because of the Leida is not the same siluk domim as our raya at all, whether this isha is considered a musulekes domim, whether she's going to be seeing dam nidois, and therefore we do not take into the cheshbon the dam which she sees during the Leida, and therefore we can still consider her to go and be metzarif together, the gimel oinois, between the time of siluk domim, of muruberes, and also of menekes. Now ask Sebi Kveiger, this is only a svara on the dam which she sees by the Leida itself. The Leida itself, the Psich Sakeva, the reason why she saw the dam was the opening, the child, and this is the dam which came out with the Vlad. Mamela says the Gemara, the Sibba, the cause of the dam, was because of the Vlad, therefore this is not, doesn't go into the Cheshbon of Dam Nidois, and this is a story over there of Dam Leida Lechud, the Dam Nidois Lechud. But says the Bekveiga, if she's now going to have another year of dam after the Leida, during her Yemeitumah, then this dam is already poshita dam nidois. This is definitely going to be a hefsek in the gimel oinois in order to consider this isha someone who's not a musulekes domim. Mameila, how does the Gemara over here say that she only has a hefsek mashehu into the yemei toya? This already will be enough to say that she has now gimel oinois. If she's by seeing dam during her yemei tuma and she's only been mafsik a mashehu, this year itself of the dam during the yemei tuma, this itself is the mafsik. Because we do not have the teretz of the Gemara in Yudamut Beis on this dam which he sees later on after the Leida itself. The whole svara of the Gemara is only when we're talking about the dam which is coming out during the Leida itself, then we have a svara to say that this dam came out because of the Vlad and the opening of the Keveh. Well, so dam later on, this is dam which is regular dam nido, it's also, it's metameha, and therefore this dam is definitely going to be a mafsik. The Lashon of the Gemara at Chetifsik Mashu says Reb Kveiga implies that we're talking about someone who had a year of a dam during Yemei Tumah, and Afa became even so, we can allow her to be considered someone who's a Musulekes Gimel Oinoi, says Reb Kveiga Lechoye. This is Negri Gemara in Yudomet Beis. Now the stipler in Kilis Yaakov in Simus HaMechvav in the brackets, he says that Lechoye to answer Reb Kveiga's Kasha, one has to say that the Lashon of the Gemara is that Lav Dafke. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that there's a hefsek mashu, but she's having a year of dam during the Yemei Tumah. The Gemara means that she doesn't have any year at all, and she has a hefsek even into the Yemei Toyar. She didn't see any dam, not just during the Yemei Tumah, but even into the Yemei Toyar, she didn't have any dam at all. This is how you have to madchik the Lashon of the Gemara. But Be'emes is a Yesodus Digateritz from Ois HaMeach. And the Yisomeach, he brings a riot from his Gemara in his Rebbein, Perek Zayin, Halacha Daled, and he says that he argues on the Ikka Hanocha of Reb Kveiga. He says Reb Kveiga takes on his Svara, that the only Svara of the Gemara earlier in the Fyudom at base to say that we do not reckon with the dam coming out during the Leida, this is only on the dam during the Leida itself, on the Psichas HaKeve, on the opening, which that was a cause because of the Vlad. Says Reb Yisomeach, that the lotion of the Gemara over there is Dam Leida. Dam Leida can be referring to any dam she's going to be seeing during the Yemei Tumah also. It's also considered Dam Leida. It is not regular Dam Nidois. And therefore, any Dam Leida which she sees, even during this week or the 2 weeks, is also not a cheshbon, not taken into account in order to be koveya this isha, whether she's a Mesulekes, Gimel Oinois, in order to have the aloha of Dayoshaito, because any dam which is not from Dam Nidois is a Dam Leida, even dam which is during the Yemei Tumah is also a different kind of dam, and it is not going to the Cheshbon of the Kviyas Vest and of Mesulekes Domim by the Isha of the Gimel Oinis. Mamelu have a very serious thing over here, which the Oisameach, between the Bekivega and the Oisameach, how to understand the story of the Gemara in Yudamit Beis, where the Gemara over there says that Dam Nidol Lechud, the Dam Leida Lechud. What does Dam Leida Lechud mean? Does Dam Leida Lechud mean only the dam coming out during the Leida, the birth itself? Like Reb Kveiga explains, the reason why the dam comes out could get pushed out by the opening of the Keveh when the Leida takes place, but this is only during the Leida itself. And Reb Kveiga holds any dam later on during the Yemei Tumah, this is Behemoth's dam, which is considered someone who's not going to be a Mesulekes Domim. Whereas the Yisomeach holds that any dam during the Yemei Tumah is also considered Dam Leda, or maybe a Chiddush to say that she could still be called a Mesulekes Domim, and therefore the Gemara by us is very Gishmak, that she can have a Re'ir of Yemei Tumah, as long as in the Yemei Toihar, says the Gemara, she has a Hefsek Mashu, then you can join up together in this man of the Gimel Oinois, you say this thing, Machlekes of a year, between Ebe Kivega and Ois HaMeach. And Memes later on will learn in Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis, it seems to be that this Machlekes is already a Machlekes in the Rishonim over there, in Rashi, in the Tetzis Reed, in Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis, whether the Dam Leda is considered only the Dam which is during the Leda itself, or any Dam during the Yemei Tumah is also considered Dam Leda. But Be'emes in our Gemara over here, in the Gemara's Kasha, from Levi and Rav, there's another Yisoidus Diga Kasha asked over here by the Netziv, and this is also a Yisoidus Diga Havona in our Sugya, to the Hilchus Vestus and the Hilchus Siluk Domim over here in the Dayo Shaito. The Gemara over here is being the Raya to the Shitta of Levi, and the Gemara holds according to Levi also, we can have this idea mentioned in the Braisa, that Aisha, who doesn't see Dam during the time of Muberes, and also Gimeloinois together with the time when she's a Meinekes, and they could join together, and during this time, there's a din that she becomes a Mesulekes, Gimel Oinois, and now any year she sees is a Dayo Shaito. Asks a Netziv a very strong question on Iblai Batzorchi in Godoil. He says that here we have to understand the whole idea and the whole concept of the Siluk Domim, that we're trying to establish that this Isha is someone who doesn't see Dam, she's the Isha who's Mesulekes Domim. L'chayr, according to Levi, we have to understand how Bichlal can we use the time during the Yemei Toihar. Since Levi holds that any Dam which she sees during the Yemei Toihar is actually coming from a different Mayon, and the first Mayon closes up, so Mameila L'chayr, there's no Raya at all during the Yemei Toihar to try and establish, to work out whether this Isha is a Mesulekes Domim, or someone who's not a Mesulekes, in order to have the Halacha of a Dayo Shaito. L'chayr, according to Levi, this whole din doesn't apply, because during the time frame of Yemei Toihar, every single Isha, her Mayon closes. The Mayon which is a Tomei is a Mayon Nistam, and later on she has a different Mayon which is Niftach. Mameila, even if this woman wouldn't be a Mesulekes Domim, she also would have a closing of the Mayon which is Tomei. Mameila, how is it possible over here to say that from the fact that she doesn't see Dam, or the Gemara says Maskon, even if she sees Dam, it's Dam Toyar, Mameila, she becomes now Mesulekes because she had Gimel Oinois without any Dam from the Mayon Atomei. But every single Isha is not having any Dam from this Mayon Tomei. So how can we establish on this Isha herself that she's a Mesulekes Gimel Oinois, and later on, even in the time which is going to go after the Yemei Toihar, she still has Halacha V'dayo Shaito, says in the Tziv, it is Einu Moving Klal, we can't understand Bichlal, how is this possible to establish a Din of Siluk Domim according to Levi, if there's Halacha of Shnei Mayonis? Says the Stipler in Kilos Yaakov, in Simen Samachvav, L'chaya, this Gemara over here is a Raya to the Tzad mentioned in Achreinim in the Chesvestis, discussed earlier in the first period, in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Tosfos, the Mashal, and the Chasam Sofer over there, that Be'emes, there's an idea in Hilchos Vestus that it's not just a Raya from the fact that she didn't see Gimel Oinois, that now we have a Ichoche, now we have a Raya to say that this Isha is Mesulekes, but Be'emes, it is a Sibah, and it is a cause that her goof now got used to this idea of not giving out any Dam. Therefore, she, at the end of the day, has already this Sibah that she didn't see for Gimel Oinois, and this is going to be a Sibah for her even later on also, to say that she should not see any Dam, because her goof already got used to this, that she's not having any Dam already Gimel Oinois. So even though the reason why she didn't see any Dam in the time of the Yemei Toihar was for a different reason, because her Mayon was closed, by the end of the day, this is also can be used Betziruf, if we say that the din of Vestas is a Sibah, it is not just a Simon to go and work out which Isha is a Mesulekes Domim, but we're saying over here, it is a Sibah, it is a cause to make her Mesulekes. In order, because the Metzias that her Guf got used to now, that she didn't see already for Gimel Oinois, even though the reason is for a different reason, because Yemei Toihar, but this could be used also to say that later on, when the Yemei Toihar finishes, she is not going to become someone who's going to see Dam, because her body already didn't give out Dam already for Gimel Oinois, and this alone is a svara to say that she'd be a Dayo Shaito. But the Stipler himself says it's a Chiddush, according to Levi, at the end of the day, it's a different Mayon, and the first Mayon closes. Who said that when it opens up again, she should not see again, because of the fact that she didn't see during her Yemei Toihar? But Al-Koponim says, the Stipler, Al-Koponim, it says, you have to say that the Svara of our Gemara is built on such a kind of idea that the idea of Mesulekes Domim is Metzias, which he is now being establishing in a goof, in the tether of a goof, not to see dam, and it's not just for a raya, for a richocha, because the Chiri in our Sugya, like the Netziv asks, according to Levi, there's no richocha at all in Mesulekes Domim, and maybe the Yechidush mentioned over here in our Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Now moving further on in the Gemara into the next Shiraya of the Gemara in the Shitta of Levi. It says in Gemara, the Machlukas between Bishamai and Bishilil, we find that they agree that Meholchu Bishamai Lishitoson or Bishilil Lishitoson in the case of a Yeledes Bezoiv, Shesofra of Lutovla, she already had a sphere, and she wasn't yet Toivil, the Machlukas Lishitoson, whether the Yemetoya already started even without the Tvila. Says in Gemara, according to Rav, we understand this halacha, like the Gemara says earlier in Lamed Heim at base, whereas according to Levi, the halacha is that any time when she sees during a Meitoya as Shnei Mayonois, so why should it be Toli on a Tvila, and what is the Pshat in Beis Hillel? And the Gemara says, Echatchila the Enechanami, Levi over here is going according to the other man, the Omer, was Shnei Mayonois. But then says the Gemara, we can say that over here we're discussing a case of Shofas, and therefore even according to Levi, he agrees that the dam is Tomei, like the Gemara explained earlier. Says in Gemara, if we're talking about Shofas, then how is it possible to have someone who's already Sofra, she already counted Yom Zayin, Yomei Nekiyim, L'chaira, if she's Shofas and she'd be seeing the whole time, she didn't have any Zayin Nekiyim. Says in Gemara, we're talking about the Yeledes Nekeva, and therefore the first week, she was actually clean totally and she had Zayin Nekiyim, and later on she had another year which continued on into the Yomei Toyar, and therefore according to Levi, she's going to be Tomei because of this dam, and it is not considered Dam Toyar, because she's a Shofas, even though she's already someone who's considered that she was safer, she already counted as Zayin Nekiyim by having the first week after the lady clean from any dam. This was the sphere of the Zayin Nekiyim. Says Toysvus over here in the Mamaschus Shavua, a very Yesoidistika Toysvus over here used in the Poiskim brought down Bariches in Simukuf Tzadik Vav. Toysvus says from Rabbi Notam that it is Mochach in our Gemara that in order to have the din steer of Zayin Nekiyim, the halacha is, in a case where she sees, she counts Zayin Nekiyim, and then even on day 7, when she's already had a Miksas Hayim Kekuloi, but she sees Dam later on, the halacha is, that it is Soysa, all the Zayin Nekiyim, she has to restart counting. Says Toysos in Muchach in our Sugya, that even though this issue over here had a Zayin Nekiyim, and later on she had another year of Dam in the second week, which continued on into the Yimei Toyar, she had another year of Dam before she managed to do a Maisa Tvila. Even so, this Re'ir, which she sees later on, is not a Soysa on the Zayin Nekiyim that she had originally from the first week of the clean days that she had after the Bleda, which she had in the Zayin Nekiyim. And in order to have the steer, says Toysves, it has to be that the dam which she's going to be seeing is during the counting of the Zayin Nekiyim. But since over here, she's already finished her days, she already finished counting as Zayin Nekiyim, and the dam which she's going to see later on is not Geremes Loitume, because the Tomei she was anyway during the Zayin Yom in the second week, she's anyway Tomei, and later on during Yimei Toya Abemes, it is Dam Toy, which is not Gerem any Tume. Mamela over here, says Toysvus, this dam is not actually considered dam which can be Soysa the Zayin Nekiyim, and she continues on by being considered someone who's a Ishar Shesofro Veloitovlo. Then Toysvus continues on, and says the second Chiddush, that this din, Be'emesh, we can take it a stage further, and say that this applies not just to a case of Yeledes, when we're discussing Yimei Toyar and Yimei Tomer, but even every single Isha, when she suffered Zayin Nekiyim, and later on, after the Zayin Nekiyim, she didn't yet go to Mikveh, and didn't do a Maisa Tvila, and before she managed to do a Maisa Tvila, she already saw another year of Dam. Says Toysvus, this year of Dam, since it was after the time when she already counted the Zayin Nekiyim, it wasn't during the Minyan, it wasn't during one of the days of the Zayin Nekiyim, therefore this Dam is not actually going to be Soysa at all the Zayin Nekiyim, and she only has to become clean from this Dam, and later on, she still considered that she already had the Zayin Nekiyim from the previous Ziva that she had to count the Zayin Nekiyim. Now, Be'emes, this is two separate Chidushim. The first Chidush, which takes the start from our Gemara by Yeledes, that any Re'ir's dam she's going to see later on is not Soysa by Yeledes. And then Toysus continues on, not just to Yeledes, but also to every single Isha in the case where she counted the Zayin Nekiyim, and later on she saw dam after the finishing of the counting, after she already has the Zayin Yomim. And Be'emes, the Beis Yosef already points out in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, that the Rambam seems to be mechalik and differentiates between the two halachas. Even though, says the Beis Yosef, in the Rambam, in Nichas Yisur Yibir, in Perek Zayin Alochaches, it seems to be, Paskins, like the first halacha of Tosfos, that in a case of a Yoledes, where she sees dam later on during the Yimei Toyar, it's not going to be a Soysa. But Afa became even so, the Rambam holds that a normal Isha who counts as Ayin Akim, if she didn't yet go to Mikvah and she wasn't a Tovlo, she's still Tomei with her previous Tumah, which she still has on her, until she goes to the Mikvah. Then, says the Rambam, this Re'ia, which she's going to be having later on, even though it's after the Minyan already, and she already finished counting, but this Re'ia is also, has a Koyach to be Soysa as Ayin Akim, and Mamela later on, she has to restart counting as Ayin Akim again. And says the Beis Yosef, the difference is, because our Gemara over here, we have a new Svara to say that there's a din why this dam later on cannot be Soysa. Because this dam is not Goyremes Loitoma, like Tosfos mentions in the middle of the Tosfos. The dam over here is not Goyrem her any Toma, she's anyway Tomei, and later on Yimei Toyar, she's not Goyremes Loitoma. And therefore, this dam is not got Koyach to be Soysa, like the Gemara said later on in Daf Lamed Zayin, that only a dam which is Goyrem Toma, that has a Koyach to be Soysa, the Zayin Akim. So this svara we can apply only in the case of a Yeledes, whereas in a case where we have a normal regular Isha who already counted as Ayin Akim, but then she waited a few days before being Toivel, and later on she had another Re'ia of Dam, this second Re'ia of Dam is Geremes Lotoma, it causes a Toma for her, and therefore this Dam, the Rambam holds, has a Koyach to be Soysa, the Ayin Akim, and she has to restart counting the Ayin Akim. Tosfos over here, says the Beis Yosef, comes along with a new idea, that in order to be Soysa the Zayin Akim, she has to be in the middle of the days of the Zayin Akim in order to have a stira. And once she's already finished the Zayin Yomim, you can have a stira after the days to go and knock out the days earlier of the Zayin Akim. This is the Shitta of Tosfos and Mamela. Tosfos applies this halacha even in the case of every single Isha, not just during the time of a Yoledes. Mamela, we have a Bemis over here, two discussions, two Nekudas, this halacha of a din stira after the Zayin Akim. One in the case of Yeledes, where we have a new svara of Yimei Toyar, where this Re'ia is not actually a Geremes Lotoma, which is a Rambam svara. Or we can use a svara which will apply by every single Isha, in the case where we have to have that the stira should be during the time, during the Yimei Yomim, the Zayin Akim. This is the Shitta of Tosfos. Now, most of the Rishonim and the Maaser go with the Shitta of Tosfos. The Rashba over here says he's Mesupik, and he's Mesupik in the Das of the Rambam also, even though the Beis Yosef, as we mentioned, says clearly that the Rambam is Mechalik between the two, but the Rashba seems to take on there's no Hechrich from the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Rashba says that the Rambam is, it's not clear in the Lashon of the Rambam which way he holds, what is the halacha by every single Isha after the Yomim, after she counted already Zayin Yomim, and then she had another year of Dam, can a year after the Zayin Yomim be Soysa, or do we have to have During the time span of this 7 days, only then a Re'ia of Dam is going to be Soysa, the Zayin Akim. Now, Tosfos right at the end points out that Lemaisa la Halocha nowadays, where every single Re'ia of Dam, anyway we have a din of Reb Zeir later on in the Gemara, that Kol Isha she yesheves Dam, afil al tipas Dam kechardl, even if she sees a tipas Dam kechardl, she waits Zayin Akim, then anyway it's not Igea, whether the second Re'ia is going to be Soysa, the original Zayin Akim, because anyway she's going to have a new Zayin Akim because of this new Re'ia of Dam, which she sees later on in the second time. And maybe the whole discussion over here in Yerushalayim is not a guess, not relevant, la'alocha, because there's no difference whether she's Soysa, original Zayin Akim, because anyway she has to have a new Zayin Akim because of the second Re'ia of Dam. This is what Tosfos points out right at the end. Now, Be'emes, in the Torah, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simukuf Tzadik Vav, this din is brought down la'alocha that after Zayin Akim, there's no stira, and only during the Zayin Akim, says the Torah Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of the Torah over there is Mefurish, that there is a din stira only on Yom Zayin itself, then is a'alocha of a stira. Now, Be'emes, the Beis Yosef asks on the Lashon of the Torah, that what is the nafkemina, what is the point the Torah is teaching us this a'alocha, telling us that the din stira is on the day 7, whereas in the day 8, once she's already finished counting, there's no stira anymore. Nowadays, it's not negeah, it's not relevant, like Tosfos points out, because even after the Zayin Akim, when she's holding on day 8, and she has a new year of Dam, anyway she has to start recounting the Zayin Akim. Mamela, what is the nafkemina that she has a din stira on Yom Zayin? This is the halacha that on the 7th day, she still has a koyach to be soysa, to go and uproot the whole Zayin Akim. This is the kasha that Beis Yosef asks, built on our Tosfos, that Tosfos explains that the whole shaila la halacha is not a geah anyway nowadays, in the din where you sheves on every tipas dam kechal dolazayin nikim. And the poiskim over there in Simukuf Tzadik Vov have different nafkeminus understanding the din stira on the day 7 that has another nafkeminus that has his marich in Simukuf Tzadik Vov in Simukot and Gimel, that since on the day 7 there's a koyach of a stira that it is soisa dolazayin nikim, therefore there's alochas of chazokas, that she still has a cheskas tuma, and the nafkimina is the gaba how many bedikas she has to do. This is arichas of the taz. There's other nafkiminas, chavazas. Over there in Sivkot and Hay, he says the nafkimina is whether she's muteris lebailo on the 7th day. The aloch is she's also, even though she's already had zainikim and she's already min toivel, the aloch is that since she can still be soisa the zainikim, because if she'll have a year of dam on the day 7, and this is going to uproot lemafreya all the zainikim, and she's going to be also to her husband, Mamela, she's also the whole day, even though it could be that she's already someone who's tahira. Says the Chavis Das, this svar is only because of a koyach of a stira, whereas if it will just be a tumah mikanu la'abo, that she'll have a new aloha that she has to recount 7 days because of its new year, this won't be a sibah to say that she should be also to her husband, because there's no stira if you say that it's after the 7th day. Mamela, says the Chavis Das, this is the reason why the Torah tells us that on the day 7 we still have a koyach of a stira, and this is what asks her to her husband, because we're still scared that maybe she'll have another year of dam, and Mamela, this will be soisa, because she's still in the Zayin Yomim, the Zayin Yomim Nekim. Al Kapodim La'alocha, we pass in the Sikadin of Tosfos, and not like the Rambam, the Bis Yosef's Rambam, we pass in La'alocha that every single Isha, once she's already had the Zayin Nekim, even though she didn't yet go to Mikvah, she wasn't Tavla, but the stira later on, the Re'iyah she's going to have later on, is not going to be a soisa on the Zayin Nekim, and she's going to remain with the Zayin Nekim, and only has to become Tor from the secondary year, but as we mentioned, La'alocha is on the Ge'ah, because anyway she has to have Zayin Nekim, because of the new year which she sees, because of the Halacha of Reb Zeira. Now moving further on into the next sugya in the Gemara Amud Beis, in the new Mishnah, the sugya of Koishi, of Yeledes Bezoiv, says the Mishnah, Amak She'nido, Koshesha Shlisha Yomim, Besoich Yud Alef Yoim, V'shof Som Eiz Leiz, V'yoldo, Harizu Yeledes Bezoiv, Divi Ebeleze. The din is, like it's going to be mentioned later on in the Breisa, that in order to have the het of Dam Koishi, that the halacha should be that the dam which is coming out machmas vlad has not got halacha of yeledes bezoiv, is only in a case where the koishi continues on all the way up till the leder. Whereas in a case where the koishi stopped and it was a shofsa me'es le'es, then this rules out that the dam earlier came out because of the koishi. We take on that now this is a raya to say that the dam earlier was regular dam zivas, and therefore she's considered someone who's a yeledes bezoiv, divi rebelezer. The machlokes in the Mishnah is over here, Rebbe Shua Oima, Laila v'yoim. It is not enough to have a shofsom eis le'eis. It has to be a Laila v'yoim, and not just a Laila v'yoim. It has to be in this order to have first the night and then the day, kelele Shabbos v'yoimoi. This is a machlokes, and how long the shear of shofso has to be that she has a break from the koishi. And this is machlokes between Ablezer and Abishua in the Mishnah. Now the Rambam says, Amoridige Chidush in Hilchos Isuri Bia in Perek Zayin, says the Rambam that this halacha that she has a shofso meis le'eis, or according to Abishua, the amount of time of Laila v'yoimoi, then we say that any dam which came out from before, even though it was during the koishi, is considered dam ziva, and she's a yeledes bezoiv, says the Rambam. This din applies even in a case where later on, after the shofsa, the koishi restarted, and during the leder, the koishi was strong as ever, and then she had a child, mikoyach hakoishi, says the Rambam. Afapi shechozro v'koshesa, even though later on the koishi restarted again, and the leder was mikoyach hakoishi, we still say that since there was a time in between the two koishis, that there was a shear of shofsa, and this amount of shofsa was meis leis, or according to Rabbi Shua, as a laila v'yoimoi. So this is already enough for us to say that this is a raya to the previous dam which came out before the shofsa, that this is because of the ziva and not because of the vlad, and therefore she's considered a yeledes bezoiv, even though later on after the shofsa it continued on the koishi restarted, and she was a yeledes mitoich koishi. This is the chiddush of the Rambam over there in Isur Bia in Perek Zayin. Now, Be'emes, this is a meridig chiddush. And the Mishnah Achreina over here in the Mishnah, in Nidor, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, he already points out that L'chayra, the pashtus of our whole sugya, is going to be Mavura, not like the shit of the Rambam. Because in the Braisa we see clear that the din, everything depends on Zeh Aklal. If she has a shoyfish, samuch leleida, then she's considered a yeledes bezoiv. Whether she has a kushi, samuch leleida, then she has a din of a eino yeledes bezoiv. Now, according to the Rambam, it is not going to depend whether she has a kushi or a shoyfi, samuch leleida, because it could be a case where she has a kushi samuch leleida, and even so, since she had a time of a shofso in between, this rules out the first dam, machmas kushi, and we say that the first dam is dam zivois. Mamela, we can have a isha who actually has a kushi samuch leleida, and even so, she's still considered a yeledes bezoiv. Says the Mishnah Achrina, the pashtus of the whole sugi is mavua, that everything depends on what goes on during the leida, and the last few minutes just before the leida, and therefore if later on the kushi restarts, then Memela, we say automatically that even though she had a shofsa in between, she l'chaya is someone who's considered that she's seeing the dam machmas koishi, and this l'chaya even on the original dam is also machmas koishi. And says the Mishnah Achrina even more so, one of the cases of the Braisa is koshesa, shofsa, v'chazor, v'koshesa. And the Gemara says on that ein zu yeledes bezoiv. If she originally had a koishi, she saw the dam because of dam koishi, and later on she has shofsa, she didn't have any tzah, and then she's seen the dam, and then later on she restarted the koishi, says the Gemara, in the din of the Braisa, ein zu yeledes bezoiv. Now, this is the case of the Rambam, and the Rambam says clearly that this case is aloha of yeledes bezoiv, since she had a shear, the right amount of time of shofsa in between, and she has aloha of yeledes bezoiv because of the original dam which she saw when the first koishi. This is considered dam zivois, and it's not considered dam koishi to be metaya, according to the Rambam. Says the Mishnah Achrina, bal kochoch, bedoichik, according to the Rambam, we have to learn pshat in the Braisa, that when the Braisa says that she was a shofsa in between the two koishis, is not talking about a case where she had the right amount of time, where she was meis le'eis, who was a layla of a yoimoy. We're talking about a case where she was a koshesa, and then she was a shofsa, only a little limited amount of time. It wasn't enough to go and rule out the first dam koshi, and this is the reason of the braisa, ba'ein zu yeledes bezoiv. But in the case of the Rambam, when she was a shofsa, the right amount of time, then she has a loch of yeledes bezoiv, even though she's a koshesa later on again. And then this is a big doichik of the braisa. And the Mishnah Achrina asks, we have to know where the Rambam is coming from. L'chaya, the whole sugya of the Gemara be mavua, that the reason why she's called the Kiveya, whether she's someone who is a Yeledes Bezoiv, depends on the time just before the Leida, and this is a Raya and a Gilui onto all other Domim also, even though she had actually a Shofi in between. And the Chazanish over here is also very Mayrich in the Shita of the Rambam, to be Miyashiv over here from the Sugya HaGemara. A Bemis, the Meiri in our Mishnah, is Mefurish, not like the Rambam. And he said Mefurish, the halacha is, that as long as she had a koishi, samuch leleida, this is enough to say that everything is dam koishi, even in a case where she had a shofsa in between, and he brings down the halacha of the Braisa over here, of koshesa, of shofsa, of chozor, of koshesa, that ain't zu yeledes bezoiv. Now another marimokim about this shaila, is in the Gemara's question over here, straight away in the Gemara, they want to ask a kasha, or to call a makshe nidahu. The Gemara asks a kasha the way Rashi explains the Gemara's shaila. The Gemara's shaila is that we know the aloha of the Braisa later on, that the din is that in a case where she sees dam koishi during Yemei Nidois, it is not a tire. Only during Yemei Ziva it is a tire. Mamela says the Gemara, or to call a makshe nidahu. Not everyone is a nidah, only in the case where she sees during Yemei Nidois. Says the Gemara, Marav Echidush, Nidal Yoyme, Ushmul Oma Chashino Shemot Tishve. Rav says there's a new Tumah over here for the day itself, which is Pashas only a Tumah de Rabbonon, and Shmuel says that we Chishish even Laila V'Yoyme, we have to wait the whole day of Shemaret Yoyim Keneged Yoyim the next day also, in order to make sure that she shouldn't have a Tishve. This is the reason why Shmuel's Chishish for 2 days. Now, Be'emes, Tishus already points this out, Adu Yishoinim, that we have to understand why Rav disagrees with Shmuel's Taina. L'chaya, if this Isha is going to later on have dam which is b'shoifi, then halacha is she's going to be considered someone who is eino yeledes bezoiv. So l'chaya, what is the heter to go and be mad to this Isha because of the dam that she's seeing now b'koishi? Maybe later on the tzah will stop. And later on, if there's a shofi and the right amount of time, then this rules out the original koshi and she comes out, she was a zova. So what is the heter to be matter her lebailo in this case where she has a koshi? Maybe she's going to become tomei if she has a shofi later on. Says Tosfos, the reason why Rav disagrees with Shmuel's taina, and Rav says that the tomei which she has is only liyoma, says Tosfos, we go basa roiv noshim, we have a roiv, And most noshim, when they're giving birth, they are in on shofis laila v'yoim. They do not have a time in between when there's no tzar laila v'yoim, the right amount of time. And therefore, says Tosfos, we are not choishish that maybe this will happen to this isha, and therefore we can be matah lebailo in order this chashash of Shmuel we don't have. Mashen Ki Rav says there's a new tumah of a yoima of one day by itself, only of today. But in the Maisa, there's no chashash of choifi like Shmuel's chashash. Now, according to the Meiri, we said the Meiri says from the Pashas of the Gemara is that in a case, even in a case where she had a shfiah of yoim v'layla, she had a time when there was no koishi for a time of yoim v'layla, but even so, if the koishi restarted later on, then the halacha is that everything depends on this man during the leder, somich leder, then memela l'chayyah pashat, that over here we do not have to be choishish, that maybe later on during the birth itself, the shfiah should continue on. Pashtas, the regular roiv noshim, is definitely that there's a roiv that during the leder itself, there's a big tzar of the leder, and memela, the dam she's going to be seeing later on, is going to be bekoishi. Memela l'chayyah, according to the Meiri svara, it's pashat, this svara, that we don't have to be choishish for Shmuel's svara. And Bemis, this is the loshon of the Rishonim. And the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, they add on even more than Tosfos. And they say that normally we have a chashash of Shema Tomus. We find this in the Gemara Gittin, in Chof Chesam and Aleph, that we're chushish that maybe someone will die. Say the Rishonim, this is only normally where someone is alive and eventually is going to die, so we have to have a chashash of Shema Tomus. But over here, Adarabba, normally the derech is that during the birth, the pain only gets stronger. Mamela, there's no chashash over here to be chushish that maybe she should come and be someone who's Yiledes B'Shoifi. Mashenkin Toysus over here added on an extra svara to say that we're not chishish, that she's going to have a time of a shfi, of a laila of a yoim. According to the Rambam, this will be very gishmak, because if she'll have a time of a laila of a yoim, even though later on she'll restart the koshi, but this already knocks out the first dam and makes it dam tome and dam ziva, because she had a shia of shifi after this koshi. Mamela Toysus had to come into a new svara to say that she doesn't, normal noshim, don't have such a kind of time when it's a shofi of a laila of a yoim, and memela we don't have to be choshish that this dam which is coming out now bekoshi will ever come to a time when this dam will become dam tome through the shofi of later on, because there's never going to be a time of a laila of a yoim. But it's mashma in Teresus, if there would be a time of laila of a yoim, then even though later on the dam is going to start again bekoshi, but this is not enough to go and say that the first dam is going to be dam toy. Memela, this is a kopanu. You say this thing in machlokes between the Rambam and the Meiri. Mechudish the Rambam, the Mishlachrina is Meirich over here to explain the pashas of the Gemara like the Meiri. The Rambam shita is that even though later on she's going to have a koshi again, as long as she had a shia of shofi, this alone is enough to knock out the first dam and making the dam originally dam tome and dam zivois, and is not considered dam koshi unless there was never a time when she had a shia of shfia of laila v'yoim or meis leis, according to Ebleza and according to Ebishua.
You have been listening to a shia from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.